This is KOVC News with Steve Yernis.
City County Health District Director Teresa Will, along with the F5 project, received an endorsement from the Valley City and Barnes County Commissions this summer that focuses on the harm reduction program to help individuals affected by substance use disorder and addiction. Teresa Will said right now this area has a meth problem more so than an opioid problem.
I don't know that there's been a significant increase. I don't have those exact numbers. Sometimes that information is hard to get because our numbers are so small. I know that opioid deaths have increased nationally significantly, but in the last year or two have started to decrease again. North Dakota has not had as much of an opioid problem as we continue to have a methamphetamine problem, and that's coming from our law enforcement.
She talked about the advantages of the harm reduction program.
We know that people who enter a harm reduction program or who use harm reduction services are, according to the research that's been done, they are 5 times more likely to enter a treatment program. That's the reason that we really feel strongly that we need to try to have those services available here locally.
She said the program focuses on the Rural Opioid Prevention Education and Support Project, which includes the Syringe Services Program that attempts to prevent or reduce the progression of substance misuse and infectious disease. These programs are also supported by law enforcement, CHI Mercy Health, Sanford Clinic, Family Health Care in Fargo and Valley City, the F5 Project, and South Central Human Services Center. City County Health District is reminding parents about immunization requirements for the upcoming school year. The state of North Dakota requires students entering kindergarten, 7th grade, and 11th grade to have their required immunizations prior to the first day of school. All new students entering schools in Barnes County must provide an up-to-date immunization record. For more details, contact the City County Health District office at 845-8518. That's our news. I'm Steve Yernis reporting. For more, log onto our website, newsdakota.com, and follow newsdakota.com on Twitter.